The Messengers Radio proudly presents an original story by Tricia Draper titled The Greatest Day in History.
The day dawned bright and clear. I just knew it was going to be a great day. Little did I know that it was going to be the greatest day in all of history. There were only two beings in the whole universe that knew what this day held, and one of them would be dead by sundown. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I can still remember feeling the sun warm me up from the inside out, bottom to top. My branches swayed in the wind. My leaves danced and played with the breeze. Yes, I was a tree. A rather beautiful one, if I may say so myself. My whole world was planned and prearranged by the Creator, as was everyone's. I was no different from any other tree, at least until that day. Soon after daybreak, several men came, axes in hand. The first tree to fall was the one to the right of me. He was much like me. We appreciated each new day. He didn't have the strong belief and thanks for our Creator as I did, but he knew who the Creator was. The next one to fall was to the left of me. He was one of those stubborn old, "My roots are planted, I refuse to change," trees. He also believed that the world just bang came into being. Anytime we would begin to talk about their Creator, he would just huff. That day was no different. He cursed everyone, the men, the earth gods, and even me. I tried to calm him, but he looked at me long and hard. He proposed the same question unbelievers always ask believers, the one that is hardest to answer.
If there was a God, why would he allow this to happen?
Just then, he fell. I felt the pain of axes jabbing my trunk. However, his question cut me deeper than any blade ever could. We knew the day was going to be different, but no one could have guessed our role in history. We were hauled off and quickly cut down into pieces. I wondered if I would become a chair, a child's toy, or any number of things. I was surprised to see that they were cutting us into two main parts. The men seemed to be in a hurry. They were not taking time to smooth us out or sand us down. All too quickly, they were finished. They hammered, poked, prodded us into shape. They tugged and pushed on us to make sure that we were steady. As they stood back to admire their work, we realized with horror what we had become. A trio of crosses.
Well, I should have known. Nothing good has ever happened to me.
I must admit, I felt a little let down myself. I was hoping to bring joy to another, not pain and sorrow.
Oh dear, I don't like this either. I wish I was back in the forest.
Well, think of it this way, I said. The men that are put to death on us are people who have done very bad things. We might be able to bring some relief to the people these men have hurt. It wasn't a great explanation, but the thought calmed me a bit. It seemed to help the cross on the right.
Sure. You always try to see the good in everything. This time you can't. You know it is horrible to be cut down. And twice as insulting when you are only used to help kill others. So where is your precious Creator now? If he truly cared about you, he would come and save you. You're nothing but a fool.
I was about to reply to him when the men came and whisked us away. I was very puzzled. Everyone was talking so fast, and things were being done so hastily. Something weird was happening. Boy, did that turn out to be an understatement. They took us through town to the preparation area. My two companions were given to their two prisoners. Before long, they were off on their journeys. The left cross carried a man, and both were cursing and throwing a fit. The right cross's man was definitely guilty, but made no ruckus. I was alone and confused. Surely there was another man going to the skull, as we called the top of that horrible hill. Yet there was no one there. Then I heard it. It seemed like there was an angry mob. People were yelling, crying, and begging for this crucifixion. I heard the lashing of leather, the clanging of chains, and the beating of fists. From a long way off, I suddenly heard a yowl. It was as silent as a whisper, but I could feel every complaint. It was a branch, another tree species. It had thorns all around it. It was complaining about being twisted together. It was hurting from the pain, but that's not why it was so upset. Something was very wrong. I was then distracted by another small piece of wood. It was being carved. Again, the pain was felt, but that was not the suffering. It ached and whimpered about the words being scripted on it and its use. Suddenly, I was jolted back to attention. Soldiers were grabbing me and nailing the sign on me. It was then that I was able to read it. It simply stated, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." What? This can't be right. These signs are used as a statement of a condemned man's crime. This not only had Jesus' name, but also his title. The men thrust me on to the back of Jesus. I was confused, hurt, and shocked. What was happening? His body was torn and beaten. The sickening sounds of the leather, chains, and fists came flooding back to me. I felt a small thrust and realized the branch of thorns was forced down on his head.
It's horrible! They've taken him, they've beaten him, and they've begged for his crucifixion. It's as if these people have gone mad. These evil ones don't even realize he's the Creator.
My Father! My Creator! No! How can this be? There must be a mistake. Every emotion I had was throbbing all at once. Tell them! Just tell them who you are!
This is the way it has to be.
Jesus was so beaten and torn that he kept stumbling under my weight. Oh, Maker, you who have created the whole earth, the sun and moon, the all in all, this is all wrong. I should be carrying you instead of the opposite. Please, let me help you. Jesus then fell again. I didn't think he would be able to get up. My spirit was crushed. A soldier yanked a man out of the crowd. He shoved me on top of the new man as he kicked Jesus up to his feet. The crowd was swarming. It was a sea of faces. Everything was blurry. Some people were cursing and shouting. Others were reserved, not knowing how to feel. Several were crying, some softly as they knew this was wrong, and others openly weeping for their savior. We finally reached the skull. My two other friends were already erected with their criminals slowly dying. I was knocked to the ground and the Creator was laid upon me, hands outstretched. Bang! 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 The stabbing of the nails brought searing pain with each blow. In seconds, I could feel his warm blood mixing into my grooves. Part of Jesus, my Savior and Creator, was interacting with part of me, and not just physically. I could taste the salt in his blood and feel the pain and anguish of his soul. Oddly, I felt two different emotions. The first was pain and physical anguish. It was from the human side. Then, from somewhere deep within, he was happy, almost joyous at this ending. My Maker, my Creator, the God of all, I do not understand. These people are the ones doing wrong. They should be up here clinging to me with their last breath. Why? Why don't you get down and show them? The angels wait even now for your command. The whole earth is at your beck and call. Every tree, every rock, all the dirt and water. We need only your permission and we will make this fair and just. Please stop the pain.
There, there. It's all under control. Today is meant to be an unjust day. For in 3 days, justice will come to all forever. I am pleased at how you love me. You are very special indeed. That is why you have been my chosen one. I made you just for this purpose.
Hey, if you are the maker, save yourself and us. You're right, master of all. You can't even master this.
His criminal, painfully struggling for breath, slew insults at Jesus, too. Those two were made for each other.
We are punished justly for what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
His cross agreed, saying,
Yes, Master. I may not have always believed, but now I give you all of me.
Again, the perfect man for the perfect cross. Suddenly, everything went dark. The sun refused to shine. It was total darkness, not even a moonbeam, in the middle of the day. The whole of creation was beginning to change.
Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit.
At this, he breathed his last breath. The earth began to shake and rumble. Mountains clapped, seas roared, trees bowed, and rocks rolled about. Later that night, I couldn't help but reflect on the events of the day. It seemed a lifetime ago that I had awakened to a sun-kissed early morning sky, when in fact it was less than 24 hours. My life had certainly been turned upside down. Yes, life would never be the same again, but I couldn't help feeling that was a good thing for this old rugged cross.
We hope that you've enjoyed this original story by Trisha Draper. Today's actors were Trisha Draper as the old rugged cross, Larry Fair as the left cross, Marcus Draper as the right cross, Melanie Fair as the crown, Paul Stein as Jesus, and Logan Draper as the right man. Please visit us on our website, www.themessengersradio.com. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Simply look for Messengers Radio. Have a blessed day.